special session to discuss legal online sports betting in Nebraska. Nebraska legislators are set to debate the legalization of online sports betting in a special session on July 25. Supporters of legalization aim to reduce the property tax load by potentially generating $30 million annually through mobile sports wagering. Move lead by Ho-Chunk Inc. Ho-Chunk Inc., the operator of War Horse Casinos in Lincoln, Omaha, and South Sioux City, is at the forefront of this push. CEO Lance Morgan explained that the revenue from online sports betting would be an addition rather than a tax shift. The company's polling shows strong public support, with 65% of Nebraskans favoring the legalization of online sports betting. State Senator Terrell McKinney highlighted that many Nebraskans already travel to Iowa to place legal sports bets, underscoring the need for legalization within the state. He criticized Nebraska's conservative approach to gambling, suggesting it is causing significant financial losses for the state. Governor Jim Pillen, while personally opposed to online gambling, acknowledged its financial advantages. He has previously emphasized a goal of having property taxes, a reduction amounting to approximately $1.8 billion. Pillen has mentioned sin tax increases and spending cuts as potential methods but considers expanding gaming to be a more agreeable solution. Lynn McNally, the director of government relations at War Horse Casinos, expressed confidence that lawmakers would recognize online sports betting as a practical and innovative way to generate funds for critical sectors such as education, without directly raising taxes or imposing new fees. Proposal requires 60% support from legislature. If 60% of the legislature votes in favor of this proposal during the special session, the decision to amend the state constitution to allow sports betting will go to voters in November. This initiative follows the legalization of retail sports betting in Nebraska about a year ago, with Warhorse taking the state's first legal bets. Since then, bettors have had to visit licensed casino locations within the state, a system that, while beneficial for local casino traffic, is seen by some industry experts as inconvenient and a push towards offshore betting. Additionally, Nebraska lawmakers have progressed a bill introduced by State Senator John Lowe in February, aiming to regulate skill gaming machines. This bill proposes a 5% tax on net profits and a fee per machine to address their spread and societal impact while also supporting property tax relief and enforcement measures.